keep your nose out of their business. You knew that was coming, didn't you? You thought maybe I'd be higher on the list than 7? Keep your nose out of their business. Yeah, but I'm just trying to help. Well, hey, listen, I'm a helper. I can have suggestions, you know, for my kids. I'm better. I'm in recovery. Keep your nose out of their business.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach and your advocate for the family. This is day 4 of Dr. Randy's series, Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. You know, the quality of your life, the enjoyment, the joy, the peace, has a lot to do with the quality of your relationships, and the in-law relationship is certainly one of the high-stake relationships that we're focusing on during these series as we've been talking about adult children, and we're going to talk about work, talk about in-laws, and blended families and other areas, other important high-stake relationships. The Bible says that the world around us will know that we are believers, know that we are Christians, Christ ones, Christ followers, part of the way, by the love that we demonstrate one for another. This is a really big deal, and so this 5-day series on intentional living with in-laws, I hope, is helping you. The comments coming in are so encouraging. Thank you. And by the way, we have this teaching available on CD for you and for those that you know that could benefit from it. And I'll tell you how you can get that just a little bit later in the program. Also, I have some callers standing by we're going to get to later who have some real challenges with in-law relationships, and we'll get to those. But in a moment, we'll take you to our teaching studio here at the Intentional Living Center to share some more teaching with our listeners and with the community that come in and I get a chance to speak. Hey, by the way, a reminder, this weekend, Michigan, just 2 days away, Saturday morning, the Intentional Love Marriage Conference at Youth Haven in Rives Junction, Michigan. Boy, it's going to be a great morning starting at 9 o'clock. It'll be a fun time. Check out for ticket availability online at theintentionallife.com, okay? All right, let's go to the teaching studio here at Intentional Living Center. I was thinking of a passage in Luke, where, the words of Jesus, where he talks about loving those who don't love you back. Because you're trying to do all this stuff, right? You're trying to be sensitive, and you're trying not to step on boundaries, and you're walking on eggshells or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden you cross a boundary and you find that, you know, it's hard. You really are struggling to get along with an in-law. Jesus says, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them, love them back. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those for whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, and hope for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is also merciful. That's from Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 32. Now again, prayerfully, none of us have that level of relationship with an in-law that we have real feelings of anger and hatred, but it can happen. I've talked to them. People whose lives are being affected because they have such hatred toward a sister-in-law or a son-in-law. And the scripture teaches it's easy to love those who love you back. And so we get back to expectations. We keep hoping and thinking they're going to change, they're going to change, they're going to change. And we know the only person we can change is ourselves, and that's what this lesson's about. Our role in having this kind of a healthy relationship with our in-laws. Number 6, a really practical, pretty self-explanatory point of having an intentional living, positive relationship with in-laws is just do some fun things together. Just do some fun things together. Donna, for instance, sent out an email to the family this last week and said, hey, how about if we all meet at the park on Sunday afternoon and just, you know, do a picnic? And so, you know, they brought stuff and Donna brought stuff and we brought the stuff for the kids to play with. and we spent a couple hours at the park just in a non-threatening, just being there as a family. And we're blessed, by the way, in our family. I was mentioning I have 11 in-laws. And, you know, brothers-in-law and the sisters-in-law. And the reality is I'm closer to some than others. I mean, that's just part of the nature. But we're blessed to have good relationships with all of our in-laws. But you maintain that by doing fun things together. Just finding out what they're interested in and doing something that's not just always, you know, stuff that you got to do. And number six, pretty self-explanatory. Number seven, in being intentional with your in-laws, keep your nose out of their business. You knew that was coming, didn't you? You thought maybe that'd be higher on the list than seven? Keep your nose out of their business. Yeah, but I'm just trying to help. Well, hey, listen, I'm a helper. I can have suggestions, you know, for my kids, right? Evan, Derek, Andrea. I'm better. I'm in recovery. Keep your nose out of their business. I wrote down three things. Don't suggest unless you're asked. Oh, please ask. You ever have those desires to just please ask? I'm here. Don't show up unless you're invited. And don't critique unless it's requested. Because those things get you in trouble. And again, the nature of the relationship, every in-law relationship is going to be different. Some would say, hey, just show up, don't be invited. That's why I said clarify the expectations, where others would say, you know, don't show up unless you're invited. And don't plan on being invited. That's a reality. We're going to talk about what do you do when you've done everything and it still ain't working. Talk about that in a minute. So keep your nose out of their business.
Dr. Randy continues in just a moment, sharing from his July teaching series on high-stake relationships. Today's teaching is available to you as our thanks for your gift of any amount. When you become a monthly member, you'll be receiving Dr. Randy's coaching CDs every month. And when you call now, we'll include a bonus teaching from Dr. Randy. This month's teaching CDs include Dr. Randy's studies, Intentional with Your Adult Children, and Intentional with Your In-Laws. And with your call right now to become a monthly member, we'll include Dr. Randy's lesson on workplace relationships as a bonus. Call 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4. Or go online at theintentionallife.com.
This is one message you might not care for.
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
You already know that giving is good for you, but how much do you give to people you don't like? In his book, The Law of Happiness, Dr. Henry Cloud says that if you are only giving because someone is deserving, you're missing the point. After all, God is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. And Jesus commanded you to love your enemies. Doing good to those who don't do good toward you takes you to another level of giving, the level at which God gives. And who knows, maybe your surprising act of generosity will melt an ungrateful heart and point your adversary to the Savior. I think the old English author Samuel Johnson had it right when he said this, "Kindness is in our power, even when fondness is not." For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. You can improve your most important relationships by being intentional. Dr. Randy Carlson is here to help you with your high-stake relationships. In today's teaching, he presents practical biblical lessons to help you be intentional with your in-laws. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching, plus two other helpful series from Dr. Randy on your high-stake relationships with your adult children and in the workplace. That's three practical, full-length teachings when you become a member. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option 4. Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio today, but all sessions of this entire series. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
Number eight, as we think about intentional living for in-law relationships, and this is about couples now, for married couples in the relationship with your in-laws. Couples, your marriage is your priority. That's really critical. And we know what the biblical passage is, but let me just revisit it and really drive home an important point for every young couple that's getting married, every couple that's in marriage, as it has to do with all their in-law relationships. In Genesis 2:24 that I read earlier in this lesson, it says, "Therefore, a man shall leave," circle the word leave, "leave his father and mother, and be joined," where we get the word cleave, right? "Cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." There's three things going on there. There's this sense of leaving. And I think as couples get married and they start their own families, you've got to leave. The husband's got to leave and the wife's got to leave. They got to leave and develop their own home and their own priorities and their own way they're going to do it. And this is not an easy process to let your kids do that sometimes. For some, especially if there's a symbiotic, unhealthy relationship going on where you've got a mother or a father that can't break the ties. You know, we talk about cutting the ties and all the things that we talk about, but that's a reality. Because the scripture says, hey, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. That's the cleaving, the fact that we are now one. And they shall become one flesh. And that's not only sexual, but that's a sense of permanency. Because the reality is parent relationships are temporary. I mean, we're always a parent, but the roles change. But a marriage is that picture of God's intentional love. That's his biblical picture of what he's trying to teach through a marriage. That's why my heart aches when I see marriages fail. Because God's picture is there. And you know, some of you have been through that. You know you ache too when that happens. So father and mother, I say to moms and dads, hey, listen, keep your nose out of their business. Give them space. Remember, the number one job is for them to leave and cleave. They've got to make decisions about their goals and their future, what they're doing, what God's calling them to. And that is absolutely within that marriage relationship. And I think if we get that right, that filters into our kids and other relationships. There are some, and maybe here, and certainly maybe some of our team members who are watching or listening to this CD, and you're in tears when you think about this, because there was never a leaving and cleaving that occurred. And you may have been married for 10 years, and you're still wrestling with a mother-in-law that's just, you're allowing to be a problem, or a father-in-law, you're just allowing to be a problem. And maybe not even intentional, but it's just occurring. And it puts a lot of responsibility on us as the seniors in this thing, in this relationship, to see that, be protective of those boundaries. But then also realize that as juniors, your young couples getting married, someday you're going to be in that. Your kids are going to get married. You're going to be going through it all again. And that whole cycle that we go through. This is not an easy process. It's not easy. But the reality is, if you're married, make that your priority. Make that your priority. Because we talked about earlier, a third of marriages say one of the undercurrents that caused divorce was we couldn't figure out how to get along with the in-laws. 20% more likely to have a divorce if the husband doesn't get along with the in-laws. If there's meddling, it's going to be the wife is more likely, 20% more likely to feel that she wants out of the marriage. So this matters. The reality is when we walk up to the front of the church and get married, there's not two people standing there. There's a whole bunch of people standing there. Right? And we should just acknowledge it. We should have all the family standing there and say, hey, you're marrying this whole group. Right? Donna and I were talking this morning. We make a huge mistake in premarital counseling not to be saying, hey, you ain't just marrying him. You ain't just marrying her. You're marrying them all. And you better be ready for it. And are you ready for it? And because that's a reality. And if there's been divorces and all that kind of stuff, you're going to marry all that stuff. Because all that stuff comes to the front of the church. You stand there beautifully holding hands, oh, look in each other's eyes. This is going to be so fantastic. But then after you get married, got all the realities of history and background and family. And it could be great, but also could be very difficult. Just understand it, that in God's economy, leave, cleave, one flesh. There it is, Genesis 2:24. You got an issue in your marriage, there's the passage to go to. That's God's intention right there.
Well, we're live back in the broadcast studio here at the Intentional Living Center, and that wraps up day number 4 on the Intentional Living with In-Laws series. Day 5, the last part, will be next time as we take you to kind of putting a bow on this whole topic. I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to know what you're experiencing. I'd love to hear from you about what you've learned concerning in-law relationships. Share that with us on Facebook, much discussion going on, or call our comment line at 888-888-1717. We believe here at the Intentional Living Center the quality of our relationships really is an indication, frankly, of our faith and our growing relationship with Christ. That's why we're so intentional about this. If this is a topic that resonates in your heart, we'd love to get this to you. Today, as you share a gift with the ministry of any amount, we'll say thanks by sending the complete teaching, Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. And for those of you clicking the button to become monthly members, not only this teaching, but also the high-stake relationships in the workplace and adult children, plus ongoing monthly teaching from me to you to say thank you for being a part of this listener-supported ministry. Just go online at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 and press number 4 and talk to our staff, okay? All right, I'll be getting to our callers right after this.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Is it really possible to divorce-proof your marriage? Here's Dr. Randy Carlson.
Not only is it possible, I can show you how to do it at the next Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Whether you've been married for a few months or a few decades, this conference will make a difference in your marriage that will last a lifetime.
Coming this Saturday to Youth Haven Ranch in Michigan. Register today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Presented by the Intentional Living Center.
You know, hey, just before I get to the caller standing by, let me just tag on a word or two about the Intentional Love Marriage Conferences. We've been mentioning them often over the last several weeks, and we had such a fantastic time last weekend in Arizona, sold out in Glendale. Man, we had a fantastic group. Friday night in Mesa, had a wonderful opportunity to really unpack what it means about intentional love. You know, I call it the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, but intentional love is not just a conference title. You know, a lot of people just have a title for something. This is really a process. What is intentional love? What does that mean? Intentional love is really stretching. It's really, because the word intention comes from the idea of tension, from stretching, to stretch for a goal as a couple that honors Christ, that'll transform your marriage. Our desire more than anything is for you and your spouse to just experience God's very, very best in your family. Well, we scheduled one more Intentional Love Marriage Conference, and it's going to be at Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction, Michigan, this Saturday morning. My wife, Donna, and I and our team, the Youth Haven staff, will be there. And we're going to just really have a great time. Starts at 9 o'clock at Youth Haven in Michigan. And if you haven't registered, you know, check out the availability on tickets. You can get them online today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Speaking of Michigan, we got Mitch on the line in Owosso. Hi, Mitch.
Hello, Dr. Carlson. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Go right ahead.
Great. Hey, we moved back here to Michigan about 7 years ago, and my wife's family lives here. And we have some serious issues with her brothers and some of her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, to say the least, it's been a living nightmare since we've been here. We've tried our best to try and help these people out every way we can, to share our faith with them. And every time we do, seems like they just come in and stick a knife right in our backs. And about the time we get over a particular situation, they come back and give it to us again.
What's the problem? What is the core issue?
One of the more serious issues happens to be with drugs.
Uh-huh.
And here lately, a couple of months ago, one of my brother-in-laws needed a place to stay, so we offered our home to him, and we set down the guidelines that no drugs, no alcohol, and you cannot smoke inside the house. After he left, about a week or so ago, we found out that he was bringing drugs into our home. And we just don't know how to deal with these issues and
sure.
How should we respond to that. I mean, it's just killing both of us.
Well, absolutely, because you know why? Because you love them and you want the best for them and you see what they're doing to their lives. And
And
what you're learning is that because of the drugs, likely, these people are not capable of carrying on a, quote, normal relationship with you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
And the drugs and all the things associated with that are getting in the way. And so, again, we have to define the nature of the relationship. And you either have to take this on as a project to say these are people that we want to love into the kingdom, we want to encourage them, but you never violate your own principles. I wouldn't allow drugs into my home or those things that you mentioned either. And as long as people choose to do what they're going to do, you're still going to have to set limits. Even those ministries that have, in fact, the ministries that have great results have limits.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. The idea of being in ministry to a family member doesn't mean we let them run all over us or do whatever they want or enable them to continue. There are times we have to be very tough.
Yeah.
And that's difficult.
It's got to the point where we are ready to move back to Nevada again, but we don't want to do that because we're just so sick and tired of being stepped on and you know, this kind of thing, but we're praying mm-hmm. what God's will would be in our life to either do that or to stay back here and try to, you know, be a light in these people's lives to
sure.
bring them to faith.
Well, you need to continue to pray about it, Mitch. There's a couple approaches. One is saying this is an indication to us that we're in the wrong place. We obviously can't help them, and you can move. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong. You got to look at your motives of why am I moving and so on. Or to stay there. But I do know this, if you stay there and you continue to have the interaction with the family members, you're going to have to redefine the relationship. See, a normal sister-brother relationship ought to be open communication and love and respect and all the things that you would expect in a relationship. But you put drugs in the middle of that. You put other in-laws in the middle of that. You put illegal activities in the middle of that. And now you've got to redefine the nature of the relationship. And we ought not tolerate bad behavior. Listen carefully. We ought not tolerate bad behavior just because they're related to us. Okay? I know there's a tendency to do that, and we probably all would do that to a certain extent. But the reality is we don't do a person a favor necessarily by tolerating bad behavior. Robert has a comment for us from Albuquerque. Hi, Robert.
Yes, sir. Hi. How are you doing, Dr. Annie?
I'm great. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to applaud your ministry. My son-in-law and daughter have been living with us for 6 months while their house is being built,
uh-huh.
And they're believers as well. But of course, you know, there've been moments, you know, and just the very things that you're saying, particularly your comments about working with a primary family member. Our daughter's been real sweet and real cooperative. And, of course, you know, little things come up. We haven't had major things, you know, no drugs or anything like that. But just we have to expect that there are going to be just small things. You know, he's sitting in my chair when I walk in or whatever. And just little things. And like I say, Dr. Randy,
What do you do when you walk in? Come on now, Robert. You walk in, and there's your son-in-law sitting in your chair.
That's it.
What do you do?
In this case, he's a lot like me, and he wants to be the alpha dog, you know. you know, it's not worth losing our daughter over by any means. It's not worth messing up a relationship. You were just talking about a relationship with Christ, and, you know, if there was that turmoil, how could that be? And, you know, so we just try and deal with it when, if something's a big thing or if it's going to be a recurring thing, whatever it is, you know, always parking behind my car so I can't get out of the garage or something,
oh,
we'll work
man.
With our daughter to work it that way and stuff, you know, so he doesn't feel
right.
we're attacking
now,
him.
Now, Robert, how long
like
are they going to be there?
You know what? Their house is going to be completed. Should be done within 2 months. And
all right. That's,
so,
let me see. 60 days. Well. Let me see. 60 days. You can live through 60 days. You know, the Bible says leave and cleave in Genesis 2:24, and I think God laid that out for a very good reason because of all these stories we're hearing today. This is reality. You need to have your, you know, every family functions differently and different backgrounds, and it doesn't often work having all the family right on top of each other. So we need our own space. And sometimes when you have family all together, you need those rules and regulations sort of set down, put in print, and understood, and lovingly talked through.
Yes, my name is Sheila Ann. Ever since I met my husband over 11 years ago, his family was the one who brought me back to Christ and to show me the way that I need to be and what I need to believe in and how I should act. And I feel so blessed ever since I've turned my life back over to Christ. We had a beautiful baby girl 9 years ago. I could not have more other children except what the doctors would tell me. I already had 3 older children and grandchildren at the time. And I was going through a really bad time in my life. I had met him on the internet, and then I went and met him in person. Ever since him and his family have came into my life, the Lord has blessed me 1,000 times and over. All I have to say is thank you, Lord, for everything that he has given me. You all have a blessed day. Bye.
Yeah, as it should be, you know, a story of just a, you know, the intentional love of in-laws that say, hey, we love you, daughter-in-law, we care for you, God loves you, and becoming instruments not only of peace, but also of the principies in sharing the good news of Christ. You know, the world today is a mess. I mean, the stress, the division, the separations, and we know that the research shows that what goes on in the stressful environments around us kind of permeate into our relationships. The research is clear that marriages that have a lot of stress have more problems. More stress, more problems. I mean, that's sort of common sense. So our job here, to be intentional, is to help you be strong in that in-law relationship. Day 5 will be tomorrow. We're wrapping it up tomorrow. I want to remind you that this entire teaching, the entire lesson on intentional living with your in-laws is available to you as you share the best gift you can with the ministry. And those joining monthly, we'll send you not only this, but others from our series and all upcoming ongoing teaching from us to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. All the information plus registration for Intentional Love Marriage Conference online. See you tomorrow from Intentional Living.